1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Monday Newsmaker brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, partnering together to nurture the land.
When it comes to getting the right part to fit your equipment, look no further than Prairie Land Partners John Deere. It doesn't matter if you drive green, blue, new, or old, they carry everything from genuine John Deere OE parts to John Deere Reman to aftermarket alternatives. That means you can always count on them to have the right part to fit your machine. Come into Prairie Land Partners today to experience the value of choice and always get the right part to fit your needs. Prairie Land Partners, delivering the right solution.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday. Happy holiday. Oh, that'd be happy holidays.
Nice. Happy holiday.
At the zoo. David Traylor Zoo. And it's just about here as we welcome in Lisa Keith, the David Traylor Zoo Director. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, there we go. Happy holidays to you, Lisa.
Thank you, and right back at you.
Well, hey, big evening tomorrow, huh?
It is. It's our 12th annual Happy Holidays event. It begins at 5 o'clock tomorrow evening, and we're inviting everybody to come down and join us and get into the holiday spirit.
All right, so exactly what will be happening at Happy Holidays at the David Traylor Zoo, Lisa?
Well, we've added a few more fun things. So our docents are going to be playing reindeer games. So we're going to keep the kiddos entertained while we're waiting on it to get dark enough for us to flip that switch. There'll be animals of, you know, stories about animals at night. And there'll be photo opportunities, so different areas set up where you can take some pictures of your family. And, of course, the Emporia High School Chorale will be here singing holiday tunes again. And we'll have hot cocoa available for purchase, and that's the youth of the First United and Methodist Church. So just a lot of things happening. We'll also have some of our friends from the North Pole who will be joining us. So we'll have some elves, and Rudolph will be here, a penguin, and they'll all be handing out candy. So just tons of fun at the zoo, as always.
What a festive evening it is. And it all, of course, culminates with the flipping of the switch, and all of those lights come on. So I know, Lisa, you've had the workers hard at it to get all those lights strung, haven't you?
Absolutely. You know, our horticulture crew, they work really hard during the summer to make the zoo look so beautiful and green. And in the winter, when it's a little bit slower for them, they're sticking up Christmas lights. So they do a fantastic job. Mark and his crew do fantastic. This year, we've added even more. Isn't that great?
Wow.
Yeah. This year we have 22,890 feet of light, so over 54,000 bulbs will be lighting up the zoo. And obviously our mission here at the zoo, part of it is conservation and education. So over 50% of our bulbs now are LEDs. So always working towards our mission of conservation.
You've been striving to get those LEDs more and more out there, haven't you?
Absolutely. You know, they're kind of expensive, so it takes a little bit of time, but we're working on it.
All right, so who gets the honors this year to flip the switch?
Well, at our auction this last year, Connie Cahoon actually purchased the opportunity to flip the switch. So she, along with her family, will all be here, but they've chosen 4-year-old Raya Cahoon to actually flip the switch, and she's the daughter of Brandon and Natalie Cahoon. So we're excited to have them here, and I think they'll have a fun, festive evening.
Well, of course they will. It'll be a lot of fun. A lot of people show up, and you've turned it into really an event with the carolers and the hot chocolate, now the photo ops and reindeer games, huh?
Yes, always reindeer games. Colleen's always up to some fun stuff for the kids, so it'll be a fun time. And, of course, this event wouldn't be possible without the financial support of the Emporia Friends of the Zoo and the City of Emporia. And also to you guys for coming out, being here, letting us use your sound system. And it's always just not possible without all of you.
Well, Scott will be out there. Scott?
I will be. And Lisa, I know a couple years ago when you guys closed down Zoo Road, it kind of changed exactly how you decorate the lights to kind of make them show up a little more because you used to have them out on Zoo Road as much as anywhere else. Talk a little bit about how where people are going to have the best viewing once the lights come on tomorrow night when they're driving around with their families over the holiday season.
Well, sure. Well, tomorrow evening, the best place to be is to be inside the zoo. It's so awesome to be standing inside the zoo when all those lights come on around you. But after that, along Soden Road, so just right along Soden Road, just go ahead and drive along there, and all of those have been kind of shifted around from the east side of the zoo kind of around to the south side. So the whole south side of the zoo is lit up, as well as several other areas that aren't normally lit. So they'll have plenty of opportunity to see tons of lights when they drive by all the way through January the 1st.
January 1st. Boy, it's a great show. It really is. And it's one of the wonders we have around town during the holiday season. You got to get out and see the lights at the zoo. So what you thinking around 5:35, 5:40, something around there?
5:30 to 5:40. You know, it's getting darker a little bit earlier this year than it was last year, so we may be able to flip those lights on a little bit earlier, but our goal is by 5:45 for sure to have those lights on.
Sunset at 5:09, and it does get dark in a hurry once the sun does set. So you all are invited to be a part of Happy Holidays at the David Trailer Zoo. They'll start at 5. We'll be out there, Scott Hayes, right around 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. But holidays.
Happy Holidays.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
See you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Lisa
Happy
Keith, David Trailer Zoo Director. Happy Holidays at the David Trailer Zoo, 5 p.m. tomorrow. And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, partnering together to nurture the land. KBOE Live and Local 723, 39 degrees. Stay tuned. Weather next.
It's the most wonderful time of year, and that means Toyotathon is back at Clint Bowyer Toyota.